When I was transferred from accessories research to the main research company, main research department, the plan was the department would consist of three specialist shoemaking sections. One to do the upper machinery. Upper machinery is largely to do with cutting the top parts of the shoe, the sewing of them together, the sticking of them together, making seams, but everything is then after it's called this closing process. After this, everything is still flat. The next group is lasting, which is to do with the actual shaping of the flat upper into a shoe form, whether it be men's, women's, children, pointed toes, football boots, or whatever. And these three research units were given section numbers. I was given section one. The other two sections were the joining of the flat pieces and finally putting the bottom on the shoe, whether it be leather or a chemical composition, or whether it be rubber or whatever. So I had to specialise on shoemaking, and that operation is called lasting. And it would comprise most of the main making machines. That's a machine to form the toe end, a machine to form the back end, a machine to put the heels on, whether it was men's heels or a different machine for ladies' high heels, and so on. So in a way, I got the plumb section. My machine that I was responsible for was responsible for a large amount of the income. So probably because it was bigger, more complicated machinery. And I must have worked at that from about 1962 until about 1970, I would say 1976 or something like that.